Philip Semple, PhD, Surgeon here. Today's date is 03/31/2022. Dictation is for Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. 51-year-old young lady here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Carrie has a history of opioid use disorder. Currently on Suboxone, is here for follow-up for this condition. A medication refill, she states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she says she's doing okay, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports frequent urination and occasional painful urination, period. Next paragraph, patient reports elevated temperature, period. Next paragraph. A review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Correction. Review of systems were above. Patient reports increased temperature and frequent and painful urination, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's allowed to orient in no acute distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of the mirror, blood pressure is 152/93, pulse 115, respiration 18, temperature 100.8, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal, next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no coughing, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, tenderness in the suprapubic region, normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder, assessment number two is anxiety, correction, depression. Assessment number three is urinary tract infection. Number four is fever. Number five, medication refill. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done including today. Drug screen was negative. Next paragraph, urinalysis was also done today. The urinalysis reveals no abnormality. However, patient is having frequent urination and painful urination. I will go ahead and treat her empirically with Macrobid 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days. She was advised to purchase over-the-counter Tylenol or Motrin for her fever. Next paragraph, medication refill, venlafaxine, V-E-N-L-A-X-I-N-E, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30, no refills. Next medication, Suboxone. A/2 milligrams SL film, 1 film SL BID for 30 days, number 660, no refills. Well, please go back to cardiac exam. Patients is tachycardic with irregular rates and rhythm. Back to plan. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her cardiac condition. I've been seeing this patient for quite a while. Whenever she comes, her heart rate is very irregular and rapid. We had a discussion about these issues, and we talk about the importance of getting it taken care of. Patient indicates that she does not have the funding to see a specialist or to have any more tests done to see exactly what's going on with her heart. We talk about the dangers of having this type of arrhythmia. She says she understands, but as soon as she gets insurance, she will make an appointment to see a cardiologist. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She said she has none. She was advised that the antibiotic, she must finish it as prescribed to increase fluids, to come back to clinic if she's worse, or go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was advised to purchase over-the-counter Tylenol or Motrin for a fever. End of citation.